is time now for The Innovators, a monthly segment here on 97.9 The Hill designed to shine a spotlight on innovators and entrepreneurs in our community, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. You can look back at all of the episodes of The Innovators that we've already done on our website, chapelboro.com/The Innovators. Excited today because we are joined in the studio by not one but two special guests. First of all, I know her well. Dolores Bailey is the Executive Director of Empowerment, Inc. in downtown Chapel Hill, and also the Midway Business Center, which is the original incubator in Chapel Hill. So many of them now, but Midway got it started. We're also joined in the studio by Cynthia Lennon, who is the owner of Cynthia's Tailor Shop, which was formerly here in University Place, now operating right out of Midway Business Center. Dolores, Cynthia, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you, Aaron. Good morning. And thank you, WCATL, for highlighting entrepreneurs in Chapel Hill.
Super excited to do it. And Midway has been such a key contributor in bringing up new and really minority-focused, women-owned businesses. So tell us about the history of Midway, first of all, to get started.
Happy to do that, Aaron. Midway was actually built in 2002 on North Graham Street in an area that used to be the African-American business area. It's actually located in what used to be the pool hall, and I think a while back we did some news press on some incidents that happened at the pool hall. But Empowerment bought that building, renovated it, converted it into spaces for small minority and women-owned businesses. That was our focus, and it has grown since then. The importance, again, we didn't name it Empowerment. We named it Midway because that's what the area used to be called when black folks ruled North Graham Street. It was called the Midway Business Area. So, yeah.
Awesome. And tell us about some of the businesses that have come through and out of and stayed in Midway.
So, I don't know if anybody remembers, but there was a floral shop there that was run by Reverend Harrison's wife. I cannot remember what her name is, but there used to be a floral shop there. Currently, there's a contractor there. We have two hair salons that are there. We also had, I don't know if anybody remembers, New Media, which is now located in Carrboro, actually started at the Midway Business Center when they were just still in college, and they have grown and grown and grown since then. Just a lot of businesses have come through, passed through Midway, minority, women-owned, and we have been happy to support them however we can.
And you've been able to watch innovative businesses start and thrive and survive, but Midway Business Center is also on the cutting edge of innovation, too, with some of the programs that you've been doing and that you are doing, right?
Absolutely. As I mentioned before, we provided a safe space for small businesses to grow. Mm-hmm. And during COVID, we recognized that minority businesses were suffering in a special kind of way, in that they were not able to apply for the funding that the government was offering out, the PPP funding. What we realized was they didn't really have their taxes the way they wanted to be. They weren't promoting themselves the way they needed to be. They weren't capturing their numbers the way, or reporting to the government the way they should be. So we created something called Bright Path Solutions, and we've been on before talking about that. Bright Path is about helping those businesses build their foundation, close up those gaps, confirm stability in their businesses. So we start from zero on up to whatever age your business is now. But the intention is to help at the beginning and help businesses understand, business owners understand what they need to do. One of the things I'm excited is about is that in our second cohort that we had a few weeks ago, we found Cynthia Lennon, who is a business that's over 5 years, and we invited Cynthia as a member of the Bright Path cohort, and I'd like for Cynthia to tell a little bit about what you are, who you are, what you are.
Cynthia, take it away.
Thank you. I'm Cynthia Lennon, and I am the proud owner of Cynthia's Tailor Shop. I've been in business for about 20 years now. I started out my business at what used to be University Square, and now it's been remodeled and changed to Target and whatever else. And I've been doing all types of alterations. I do making stuff from scratch, and I can look at a garment and I can redo the garment if you bring it to me. So it's a lot of different things that I do. I work on leather. I work on attaching labels to things like police uniforms. I do bridal gowns. I do prom. I make prom gowns. I alter prom gowns. I do furniture slip covers, pillows. So whatever your sewing need is, just call me and we'll talk about it and we'll get together as to how soon I can get it done. I love sewing. It's been a passion of mine for years, years, years and years. I learned to sew from my mom. And after learning how to sew quilt squares together, that led to making dresses, skirts, stuff from patterns, and learning a whole bunch of stuff about sewing. And after working in the industry for a while, doing other jobs, I came back to sewing, which is my passion, and I've totally loved it. I've been at the Midway Business Center for since July of last year, and it's been a great plus to my business. After moving there, it's almost like starting over because lots of customers have not found me yet, and I'm still in the process of letting everybody know I'm here. And Dolores have been great with helping me and encouraging me to how to let people know where I am and to expand and to grow. And
Aaron, if I can tell how community helped us find Cynthia. Mm-hmm. Cynthia was at that point where she needed to leave University Mall, and someone, one of her customers, called a friend of Empowerment's and said that Cynthia was having this problem, didn't know where she could move her business to. The friend called me and let us know that Cynthia had the need. And I'd seen Cynthia's name as I came through the mall, but didn't know Cynthia. And it turns out that Cynthia called us. We met. She looked at the spot and determined right then it was going to be home for her. So really, it's community pulling us together and bringing us back together. And that's what community does around here.
Speaking with Dolores Bailey and Cynthia Lennon. And again, this is The Innovators. You can find all of the past segments of this feature at chapelboro.com/The Innovators. Empowermentinc.org for more on empowerment. And Cynthia's Tailor Shop, where can people find you online?
You can find me at cynthiastailorshop.org.
All right. CynthiaTaylorShop.org is the website. Go there and find out more, especially if you used to go to Cynthia in University Place and now need to find her again. She's over at Midway Downtown. Super easy to find. And I really like the story about just community coming together for this because, you know, this is a feature to, you know, celebrate innovative businesses, but also talk about Chapel Hill and Carrboro is a great place to do business. And so often we talk about the challenges, and Cynthia, you've faced many of them over the years, having to move when a building decides to remodel multiple times. But this is also a great place to do business insofar as you have that sense of community. Like, people can actually come together and reach out and help businesses that are in need in general and a specific need. And I think that's really cool.
I think that's one thing that's really important too, Aaron, is celebrating community around this. Again, Midway Business Center was started because the community had a need for minority and women-owned businesses, a place where they could grow, that they could the rent that they could afford and still be downtown Chapel Hill. So it's about community, always has been. Empowerment produces and presents and provides and shares community all the time, and we look for it in everything we do.
Cynthia, where does the future hold for Cynthia's Tailor Shop? What else should people know?
They should know, come and get your work done, whatever sewing needs you have, because I'm there and I love it. I do what I love doing. I could be doing another kind of business, but sewing is my passion. So call me and let's get together on whatever your sewing needs are.
And then Dolores, what else should folks know about Empowerment or Bright Path Solutions?
So Bright Path Solutions just got started. We're doing a great job. We will have cohorts every quarter of the year, and that's for minority businesses that are 0 to 5, and then a separate cohort for businesses that are 5 and up. We hire professionals to come and teach these young businesses, and I'll say the 0 to 5 businesses, and all the businesses, because we want them to have actual experienced people who have started their own businesses, have been in it for years, and a real explanation of how to sustain your business. That's what this is all about. Bright Path is about adding to the workforce. It's about adding to the economic base. We want to help all of Orange County survive, and Chapel Hill has been a big sponsor of Bright Path.
And I gotta say, I went to that meeting a couple of weeks ago or last month or whenever it was. I've lost track of time, but fairly recently, and several businesses were there, and all of them had such great things to say about Bright Path Solutions and just how much you've helped, and in some cases just helped them survive in business when they might not otherwise have, especially in the last couple of years. So
absolutely,
that's terrific.
Absolutely. And that the event you were at, Aaron, was when Duke Energy gave us a $25,000 grant
yep.
to help BrightPath Solutions continue to grow. That's why it exists. You saw about 7 business owners there with us in that picture that we took it for WCHL. We want more. We're doing more. We're shaking the branches and the trees to find the minority-owned businesses, no matter what age. We are going to make this happen and help people become stronger at their base and sustain.
EmpowermentInc.org is the website for Empowerment Incorporated. You can get more information on BrightPath Solutions there, as well as the Midway Business Center, which is available downtown for new and emerging and continuing businesses, including Cynthia's Tailor Shop, which you can find online at cynthiastailorshop.org. Cynthia Lennon, Dolores Bailey, thank you, as always, both so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron, and thank you, WCHL and Chapel Hill, for caring about minority businesses.
And thank you, Aaron, for having us on.